天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎大家继续来收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。在上期节目中，我们看到因着尼西米的祷告和带领，圣城重建的工作呢也进行得十分顺利。对于我们来说，这也是一幅极美的画面，就是大家可以共同合一的在主里面来侍奉神。但事实真的是如此的美妙吗？当神垂听我们祷告的时候，真的就可以万事如意吗？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
很感谢你收听我们的节目。
I want to begin by telling you about something somebody said some years ago.
首先让我告诉你，几年前有个人所说过的话。
He said, if there is any chance of something going wrong, you can be sure it will.
他说，事情如果有转坏的可能性，就一定会恶化。
In our spiritual life, this is doubly true.
属灵的生命更是如此。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the scripture tells us that we have three powerful enemies that are always conspiring against us.
因为圣经告诉我们，有三个敌人随时找机会陷害我们。
The first is discouragement.
第一个是灰心丧志。
The second is distraction.
第二是搅扰分心。
And the third is fear.
第三就是恐惧害怕。
There is always the possibility that something will go wrong.
事情总有出问题的时候。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果今天是你第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the middle of a series of messages on Nehemiah.
我们正在讲尼希米记里的信息。
In the last broadcast, we looked at chapter 3.
上次我们讲到第三章。
There we saw God's work being done by his people as they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem.
神的百姓重建耶路撒冷的城墙，完成了神的工作。
The people were willing and ready to obey God's vision.
百姓乐意遵从神的意向。
The wall was being built because they worked in consolidation.
城墙得以重建，是因为百姓联合起来。
They worked in cooperation and with confirmation.
他们分工合作并得到肯定。
With Nehemiah as the leader who was constantly in prayer with God.
有一位像尼希米这样常常向神祷告的人为领袖。
You would think that the work would be progressing happily.
你定认为工程进展得无忧无虑。
But that was not the case.
事实并非如此。
As the walls were being up,Around Jerusalem,
当耶路撒冷的城墙逐渐竖立起来时，
the voices of opposition grew louder and angrier.
反对的怒吼也越来越激烈。
The more work was being done,
当工作完成的越多，
the more determined the critics were to stop it and destroy it.
批评者也越发顽固地要阻挠甚至摧毁他们。
My friend, I want you to take this from the Word of God.
亲爱的朋友，请相信神的话。
Where there is building, there will be battling.
有建造就有战争。
Where there are friends, there will always be foes.
有朋友就有敌人。
Where there is progress and movement, there will also be friction.
有进步，有行动，就有摩擦。
A godly man used to say the following.
一位敬畏神的人曾说
The devil never kicks a dead horse.
魔鬼不会攻击一匹死马。
So if you feel that the devil is kicking you, rejoice.
所以当你发觉魔鬼正在攻击你，应该高兴。
You know you are alive and doing God's will.
你就知道你活着，并且是遵行神的旨意。
Or if you set a goal to tell your friends about your Lord and Savior.
如果你下定决心要向你的朋友传讲耶稣。
Whenever you are working in the will of God,
无论何时，当你遵照神的旨意而行，
Satan will use every trick in the book to stop you.
撒旦会出尽法宝来拦住你。
The devil has one goal and makes no apologies for it.
魔鬼毫不留情，只有一个目的。
He wants to stop the people of God from attempting great things for God and advancing in their spiritual life.
他要阻止神的百姓为神做大事，并拦阻他们灵命成长。
The methods he often uses are discouragement, distraction, and fear.
他最常用的手法就是灰心、搅扰和恐惧。
These are some of his best weapons.
这些是他最厉害的武器。
He will send them to you with great speed and frequency.
他将会高速频密的出击。
Unless you are alert, you will be tempted to give up.
除非你提高警觉，不然你很容易就放弃了。
Now, if you have a Bible with you, please turn with us to Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到尼希米记第四章第一到第三节。参巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，嗤笑犹大人，对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说：“这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？”亚门人多比亚站在旁边说：“他们所修造的石墙，就是狐狸上去也必刺倒。”
When Sanballat heard that they had begun the building program,
当参巴拉听见他们开始了修建的工程，
He went mad with anger.And immediately began to spread insult.
他发怒，大大恼恨，并嗤笑他们。
My friend, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一件很重要的事。
The devil loves to insult God's work.
魔鬼最喜欢侮辱神的工作。
The devil loves to insult God's word.
魔鬼最喜欢侮辱神的话语。
The devil loves to insult God's workers.
魔鬼最喜欢侮辱神的工人。
The temptation is often present to all of us to soften the gospel message.
这些使得我们想要去淡化福音信息。
Why?
为什么呢？
To avoid ridicule, mockery, and rejection.
因为这样就可以避免被嘲笑、被奚落、被拒绝。
This is true in the scripture.
这种情况就在圣经里。
Whenever anyone refuses to compromise or stand firm for the truth,
当一个人拒绝妥协，坚守真理的立场时，
that person is always ridiculed, mocked, and oppressed.
他就会被取笑，被讽刺，还会受到逼迫。
My listening friends, be prepared for this.
亲爱的朋友，要预备接受逼迫。
Derision will always follow you if you make a consistent stand for righteousness.
当你坚持维护正义时，你常常会成为别人的笑柄。
You will be the one who is different.
你将成为孤僻分子。
You will be the unwanted guest.
你将讨人嫌。
You'll be called names.
惹人骂。
If you are a young person who decides not to join your old friend's sinful behavior,
如果你是个青年，决心跟过去的朋友和罪恶断绝往来，
you will be derided because you are different.
别人就会嘲笑你，因你不肯同流合污。
Tell them that you are glad to be different for the Lord.
勇敢地告诉他们，为了主你乐意分别为圣。
Jesus is the builder.
主耶稣是建造者。
Satan is the destroyer.
撒旦是破坏者。
Jesus is the redeemer.
主耶稣是拯救者。
Satan is the perisher.
撒旦是毁灭者。
Jesus is the encourager.
主耶稣是鼓励者。
Satan is the discourager.
撒旦是泄气者。
And Satan will tell you all the time that it is impossible to rebuild your home, your marriage, and your life.
撒旦不断地告诉你，想要重建家园、重建婚姻、重建人生是不可能的。
The Word of God tells us that anything is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit given to us through the blood of the Lamb.
神的话却告诉我们，靠着羔羊的血和圣灵的大能，凡事都能行。
Let's see what Nehemiah did in the face of discouragement.
让我们来看尼希米如何面对灰心沮丧。
In Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, he prayed.
尼希米记第四章四到五节，他祷告。
Nehemiah's prayer was this.
尼希米祷告说，
God, do whatever it takes to protect your work.
神啊，无论如何求你保护你自己的工作。
So when you are mocked and ridiculed,
当你被嘲笑被奚落时，
When the work of God has been put down,
当神的工作被藐视时，
Your first obligation is to pray.
你的第一项责任就是祷告。
Prayer should never be the last resort.
祷告不是最后的办法。
Keep your knees to the floor.
要常常屈膝祷告。
And your nose in the Word of God.
埋首在神的话里。
And your eyes on the Lord.
并且定睛仰望主。
Nehemiah not only prayed, but he also watched.
尼希米不仅祷告，他更警醒守望。
In verse 9, he said, We prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
第九节说，我们祷告我们的神，又派人看守，昼夜防备。
That is a great example of watching and praying.
这真是警醒祷告的伟大模范。
They recognize that God is the source of their strength.
他们承认神是他们力量的源头。
But that did not stop them from being on the alert and keeping watch.
却没有因此忽略警醒守望。
They posted guards all around the city.
他们在全城都分布了警卫。
Eventually, they were building and fighting at the same time.
最后，他们一边建造，一边作战。
They were carrying a trowel in the one hand and a sword on the other.
他们一手拿泥铲，一手拿刀剑。
There are some people who build but never battle.
有些人只建造不打仗。
And there are those who battle and never build.
有些人只打仗不建造。
Nehemiah teaches us that we ought to do both.
尼希米教导我们应该双管齐下。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的。
You must learn how to be alert and on your guard.
你必须学习提高警觉。
You must defend what God has led you to build.
你必须护卫神指引你所建造的。
Stand on guard for your family, for your faith, and for God's work.
好好地保护你的家、你的信仰和神的事工。
We must constantly be on guard against those who want to destroy what God has done.
我们必须随时随地提防敌人来破坏神所成就的功。
Nehemiah was praying and watching his people for signs of discouragement.
尼希米为他的百姓警醒祷告，预防他们灰心丧胆。
The truth is this.
其实
Discouragement is the devil's best tool against us.
灰心就是魔鬼攻击我们最厉害的武器。
If Satan held an auction on some of his tools,
如果魔鬼拍卖他所用的工具，
the tool of discouragement would bring the highest price.
灰心沮丧一定是叫价最高的。
Have you ever been discouraged?
你曾否灰心？
Discouragement can range from feeling sad all the way to clinical depression.
灰心可能是很忧愁，甚至达到心理忧郁症的地步。
Discouragement can attack you even when you are walking with God.
甚至当我们与神同行时，也会落入灰心沮丧的陷阱里。
The Word of God said,
神的话告诉我们，
that the spirit of discouragement has a habit of hitting you right after you had a spiritual triumph.
正当我们在一场属灵征战的胜利之后，往往灰心的灵就会攻击我们。
In ancient times,
很久以前，
Elijah single-handedly changed the political and spiritual structure of Israel.
以利亚单枪匹马地扭转了以色列属灵和政治的局面。
But then the next day he had his head between his knees, moaning and asking God to take his life.
然而就在第二天，他埋头呻吟，求神让他死。
Jonah brought unprecedented revival in the pagan nation of Nineveh.
约拿在异教国家尼尼微带来前所未有的大复兴。
But next, we see him sitting under a tree and totally discouraged.
跟着他却坐在树下，极度的沮丧。
And for you and for me, my friend, if we surrender to the spirit of discouragement, sooner or later it will rob us of our hope.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们，你和我，也向灰心沮丧屈服，那迟早我们会失去所有的盼望。
Some of you listening today may be facing discouragement.
有些人今天可能正陷于灰心里。
And you may be saying, I want to quit, I can't go on.
你说，我不干了，我活不下去了。
Some of you listening today may have a heavy heart and a broken spirit.
有些人今天可能心灵破碎，心情沉重。
Some of you need encouragement from the Lord today.
你今天就需要主亲自来鼓励你。
You can ask him to help you right now.
你现在就可以求他帮助你。
And he will answer your prayer.
他一定会回答你的祷告的。
When the people of God under Nehemiah faced the great discouragement,
当神的百姓在尼希米领导之下面临极大的忧患，
God gave them encouragement.
神亲自鼓舞他们。
And this can happen to you today if you ask him for it.
如果你祈求神，他也会同样的帮助你。
Nehemiah did not just sit around and hope for the best.
尼希米并没有干坐着空等转机。
No.
没有。
You cannot ignore discouragement.
你不能漠视灰心。
Ignoring discouragement is like ignoring your gas gauge in your car.
末世彗星如同你忽视汽油缸的指标一样。
One day, you keep on pushing the accelerator, but the car getting nowhere.
终有一天，你拼命踩油门，车子却哪里都去不了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have no fuel.
因为汽油用完了。
Your tank is running on empty.
油缸里没油了。
Nehemiah dealt with discouragement, and you should too.
尼希米处理他的灰心，你也该如此。
Don't let it fester.
别让它恶化。
Don't let it build up.
别让它加强。
Don't let it rob you of hope and excitement in life.
别让它剥夺了你生命的盼望和喜乐。
Turn it over to Jesus today and ask him to encourage you.
今天就把它交给耶稣，让他来鼓励你。
Nehemiah found out the reasons for the builder's discouragement.
尼希米找出他们灰心的原因。
And you probably will discover the reason for your discouragement.
你很可能也会找到使你沮丧的理由。
I want you to tune in next time and I give you some possibility for discouragement.
希望你下次继续收听，我会告诉你一些令人沮丧的原因。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目再会。
是的，在侍奉过程中呢，我们最容易遇到的就是灰心、沮丧，甚至引来嫉妒和仇恨，因而使我们放弃了神的工。但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们遭遇到这些攻击的时候，正如麦克牧师所教导的，要能够及时的回到神的面前来祷告，敞开我们的心，将自己内心深处的失落、灰心、沮丧这些不好的情绪都一一的表述出来，求神来医治我们，否则的话，我们很容易就被击垮了。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿你有一颗清洁并且完全依靠神的心来侍奉他。
生命充满希望，
神已为我预备，
神已为我 相信，全心相信耶稣，你是万古根基，是我能站立的稳。耶稣，你是万古根基，我全心仰望你的话语，我全心仰望你的话语。你的话语行事，
你的话语行事，
满有大能力，
满有大能力。
主你要释放我，
主你要释放我，
全心相信，
全心相信。耶稣，你是万古根基，是我能站立的稳。耶稣，你是万古根基，我全心仰望你的话语，我全心仰望你的话语。耶稣，你是万古根基，是我能站立的稳。耶稣，你是万古根基，我全心仰望你的话语，我全心仰望你的话语。耶稣，你是万古根基，是我能站立的稳。耶稣，你是万古根基，我全心仰望你的话语，我全心仰望你的话语，我全心仰望你的话语。
心灵里有着刻骨铭心的回忆，我才知我遇见了你，生命开始有奇迹。我的一生要为你呼吸。哦，主耶稣，我爱你。主耶稣，我要紧紧地跟随你，用我一生去荣耀你的名。我曾经不知所措，但如今我在你怀里，因你奇妙慈爱的带领，我的灵开始苏醒。我才知我遇见了你，生命不再泄气，我的一生因你更美丽。哦，主耶稣，我爱你。哦，主耶稣，我要紧紧地跟随你，用我一生去荣耀